School kids are now tested for distance vision to make sure they can see the chalkboard at 20 feet. New state law requires students to also be tested for near vision. But as KUOW's healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna tells us, it's not as simple as it sounds.
The idea behind near vision screening is to make sure kids can see or read up close. An estimated 25% of elementary school students can't see very well. Those vision problems can lead to learning issues and illiteracy down the road. In the next school year, school districts must check students' near vision. Katie Johnson is Student Health Services Manager for Seattle Public Schools. She supports the goal behind the law. In practice, though, she says it's going to be complicated.
Children who are in fifth grade or seventh grade, we can get them done fairly quickly.
On the other hand, younger students like those in kindergarten and kids with developmental issues in particular will take extra time.
We have trouble even screening them for distance vision, and I'm not quite sure how we'll have to come up with a protocol for doing the near vision screening for those students.
The additional screening is estimated to cost $1.8 million statewide. Washington is the fourth state to require new vision tests. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.